everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do you think was going to happen in Captain America, the Serpent Society?
Wind back the clock.
Done.
Announcing phase three.
Caveman time.
It's caveman times, and caveman Kevin Feige's walked out on his caveman stage.
He's held up an anaconda. He's like, grabs a shield. He's like, and slams that snake on that shield.
Crowd goes ape shit.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to step forward slightly out of caveman times and to pre-phase three of the MCU times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where Kevin Feige walked out on stage. And he said,
"Held up a dead snake,
and shield,
slamming together."
Everyone cheered like fucking crazy.
No matter what era, we love to see a dead snake.
Oh yeah, getting bashed on a shield.
Well,
that's actually what led to the announcement of this film.
That's true.
It tapped into something that every human being loves: a shield hitting a dead snake. But basically, what had happened was Marvel was starting to get a bit of an issue with leaks. They realized, like, the Avengers movie that they wanted to have a big surprise announcement for Age of Ultron.
Yeah,
had leaked early. And there was a lot of talk of an upcoming Civil War film.
Yes, I remember.
But they wanted to announce the slate of Phase 3 and their
first
announcement.
They didn't want everyone to know that they were going to start with Civil War.
Yeah. So instead of saying, hey, Captain America Civil War, they said, hey, we're making Captain America the Serpent Society. And everyone went,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Question. Mr. Feige, are they going to slam a dead snake into a shield?
That's the
question.
Yeah.
Oh, thank Christ.
That's why he was slamming that snake earlier. I get it.
Yes, good.
Yeah, there is... I think at first it was like conflicting reports about like, oh, we don't know if we could pull off a Civil War film, so that we had this idea.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that too, like that this was an option, like it wasn't always a fake out. It was at one
point. We get further and further along, it looks like that, no, it was always Civil War, and they just lied to us.
I frankly wish Marvel did this more often.
Yeah.
they did it once, and I remember when it happened, it kind of felt like this was maybe a cheeky move they were going to start using where they announced movies nobody wanted. I guess that's why they stopped.
Yeah, I think the problem with that is because now the MCU is so big.
Yeah.
If you announce something you think people would hate.
Yeah.
Well, not even hate, but like, could be like, oh, yeah.
Weird
choice.
Okay,
people
would get so excited.
I guess we're doing that then. All right.
There'd be people getting really excited for it. And then
they're
for
doing
them
a D-Man solo show?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Spider-Man Pterodactyl Island?
Oh my God, they're doing the pterodactyl.
I love that arc.
Yeah. We're sitting in here losing our fucking little boy minds.
That, I imagine, is just a smash cut to the three of us being like, is that not even like losing our minds, just confused and a bit scared? Are they really making a pterodactyl? Why would Spider-Man go there? He lives in the city.
Everyone forgot Spider-Man, so went to Pterodactyl Island.
Is that why they did that?
MJ would be too scared of dinosaurs.
Is it just dinosaurs or only pterodactyls?
Kevin Feige presses a button. It's got that one image from like Spider-Man talking to Sauron being like, why don't you cure cancer? I don't want to cure cancer.
I guess because that became a popular meme. They make a
we
movie.
Make movies in, we make memes into movies now.
Yeah, we make memes into movies, moves into magic.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'm something of a studio exec head myself.
Okay. All right.
So I think that, people would go crazy. And then if they were like, oh, actually, it's actually
a lie.
It's actually Spider-Man v. Venom. People would be like, oh, okay.
But I think today, these days as well, if they were like, it's actually Spider-Man, like Spider-Man Symbiote is the movie, people would be like, when are we getting the pterodactyl on?
I know this is going to be.
They're actually making
good,
both.
But
both movies are going to come out the same day.
Yeah. And one of them is going to include the Scarlet Spider, I swear to God.
I think it's Pterodactyl Island.
Yeah.
He's been there the whole time.
That's where Ben Reilly is.
So yeah,
if you look at the trailer,
he's in there.
There's no trailer. Look,
I made one myself. And I put Ben Reilly in it.
And if you look at it,
yeah,
that's the Easter egg. It's Ben Reilly.
We actually did. Speaking of fan made things, we did actually dig deep and try and read about any information that was about Serpent Society, the film. And yeah, like the general consensus is it never existed. There was never any pitch. They just thought it would be funny.
It was.
Hey, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
Last time Marvel were right.
Yeah.
But we did stumble across someone on YouTube and made a fan made. Trailer for Serpent Society, which included scenes from Civil War, but color corrected or color graded,
not corrected. Color. What's this the opposite of correct?
Yeah, worsened? Incorrected.
Anyway, they made Iron Man green to make it look like that he had been possessed by presumably snake.
Yeah,
juice.
The implication being that in this movie there'll be a scene where Iron Man's snakeified. Captain America's got to get the snake out of his good friend.
We made our own Iron Man suit, but we are snake people, so we coded it green.
We made it because it's like a snake. Well,
there was also there was a shot of Hydra, but again, they had put green on their outfits. Because
you think about a snake, you think green.
Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff. So the real Serpent Society, the real one.
The one that happened in real life.
Well, the one from comics was less, like it was a group of supervillains, but it was more like a trade union.
Yeah, it seemed, reading about it, it seemed like there was some of the dumbest shit. It just seemed that they were independently snake-themed supervillains.
Many of which, if you scroll down in the Wikipedia page to the members and you look at their powers, many of which aren't snake-themed.
No, they just
one guy's
themselves.
Psychic.
Yeah.
I'm psychic like a snake.
Well, I guess if everyone's like, yeah, but green like a snake.
I guess.
What were they? Because they weren't. What, the
King
main...
Cobra's a leader, right?
Yeah, but I don't think King Cobra's snake-themed. Here he is. He can teleport.
Like a snake.
Like a snake. Yeah, he can just teleport. another person has cybernetic enhancements.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like gills? Like a snake.
His name
can
like...
breathe underwater. Her name is Anaconda. They do go in the water sometimes.
Yeah, like the movie Anaconda. Yeah.
Okay, Asp could make venom.
Oh, yeah, that's
one.
Right.
That's one.
Like a snake.
Black Mamba could manifest the Dark Force.
Okay, so that's definitely... I've never known... Ah!
Oh, sorry. I think actually also and I guess this is where the snake thing comes from. The cybernetic enhancement one, who was Anaconda.
Yeah.
They had tentacle arms.
No, that's less...
They
could constrict, I guess, is the thinking.
Yeah.
Again, I would say octopus before I went snake.
No, because like if you're using those arms to like crush people, that's more of a snake move than an octopus move.
That's true. Black Mamba, when they manifested the Dark Force, the Dark Force constricted her victims into unconsciousness.
So I guess the Dark Force.
It says often
like
the victim is in too deep a state of ecstasy or euphoria to even notice, like a snake.
Like a snake. You know how a snake crushes you, and you're like, "Fuck, I'm turned on.
I'm horny.
Blissing out.
Holy shit!" This
Bushmaster at least lost his arms and legs falling out of a boat, and and Roxxon was like, "We're gonna fix you by making you a snake man."
I wish they made this fucking movie. What? What do you mean fell out of a boat and lost their arms and legs?
Quincy MacIver is a quadriplegic who possesses cybernetic limbs, two arms and a tail in the place of the lower half of his body. He lost his arms and legs in a boating accident whilst trying to evade the police underwater.
That's fun.
Roxxon gave him his snake legs. I'm sure he would have preferred regular.
Go to like Roxxon. Look, I know. I'm a former criminal. I did my duty in prison. I'm reformed, but you know, I did lose my arms and legs in a tragic boating accident trying to escape from the cops.
Yeah, they're like,
you're dealing with cybernetics that can like, you know, prosthetics that can help me, you know, maybe go back to like, you know, to live a new normal.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, what if we give you a snake tail, though?
We've definitely got arms for you. And legs? We've definitely... I can guarantee you, pal.
We've got arm and tail for you.
We got arms and the lower half. That's ominous.
You said lower half. Did you mean legs? I said lower half.
I meant really what I said, I think. King Cobra could contort his body. Fair enough, that's like a snake. Cottonmouth could extend his upper jaw like a snake. Death Adder had venom like a snake.
Hey, that's something.
Diamondback can throw diamonds unlike a snake. And Princess Python has control.
Had a poison tail.
Okay, Death Adder. Like okay, that's close. Close, huh? Okay, Princess Python had a python. Fair enough. Rattle has a tail. Huh?
She just had a snake.
She has a snake.
Oh, she has control over a snake.
She's a member of the Circus of Crime who has control over a large python. So.
Okay, so there her ability is like trained snake.
Yeah. But I love it because it's not like, so say it was Marvel was doing a thing where they're like, a bunch of people got caught in a snake ray. No. And so they banded together. Yeah. It's not that. It's a bunch of people who had named themselves and modeled their costumes after snakes got together. And I said they're like a trade union because the way they operated is they basically just like, looked out for each other's safety. It was like, if you're, where is it? It's like, if you're committing crimes, we're going to sort of like help you out and make sure that you're getting a good deal, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Okay. So a villain union.
Yeah, it was a villain union, pretty much.
Okay. So I guess, so if Marvel were like, we're going to do this.
Union Buster Captain America.
Captain America fighting the Serpent Society.
Yeah.
First things first. We're going to throw out all of this.
Yeah, throw this shit in the bin.
First thing, we're making an adaptation. We're not being faithful at all. No one cares about the Serpent Society.
Absolutely. You've got no Serpent Society fans out there that you need to look after or think about. You could pick who's the coolest or at most iconic of the serpents that we just talked about. Teleporting one? He started in the comics.
I would go with King Cobra, who I don't think we mentioned. Okay. He's the current leader, but not the founder.
Okay. What are King Cobra's powers?
I don't know. I just sounded like, that's where I think you kind of got it. You'd be like, ignore the power set.
Superhuman speed, a great degree of flexibility, can contort his body into almost any shape, and is a skilled wrestler.
Oh. See, what? A lot of these villains sound less like Captain America villains and more like Spider-Man villains.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they could all be like, well, they're just, science gone wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry I disappeared there because I need to get to the bottom of this boating thing.
Okay, did you?
So John MacIver is not...
John MacGyver?
John MacIver becomes John...
Snake.
No.
Johnny Snake? Johnny Snakes?
John Bushmaster.
Oh, yeah.
But...
He's not the villain Bushmaster, though, is he?
No, he is.
Isn't there another Bushmaster?
So there's John Bushmaster, who then becomes Power Master. Then Luke Cage kills him.
Oh.
But John MacIver is Quincy MacIver's brother, and he's the one who gets Quincy's arms and legs cut off accidentally, and then visits him in hospital to mock him, and then goes off and dies.
So he's like, hey, brother of mine, I made you, like, I'm responsible for the reason why you lost your arms and legs. By the way, fuck you. I'm off to fight Luke Cage.
Get you around.
Yeah.
Oh, he died.
Later, loser brother.
Hey, nurse, is my brother dead yet? Yes. Good. Oh, and also your snake legs have arrived. Sorry?
So, yeah, like...
Huh?
So, also your snake... Yeah, that's great. I'm so glad my brother's dead. You said legs, right?
Is it
snake legs.
Herb Argosy, is that a Argosy, a Luke Cage villain?
Argosy?
Argosy?
I don't think so.
A-R-G-O-S-Y.
They threw their whole Argosy into it? What's going on?
No, it's with an O, not a U.
Okay. Tragic. Argosy, yeah.
Anyway, so John, this is all going to tie back into the Serpent Society because you said it sounds like a Spider-Man villain, but this sounds like the most deranged comic book shit in the world. So... John gets his brother a job working as a muscle man in a gun extorting business with Herve Argosy or Agusi or whatever the fuck. So John got Quincy in with Herve Argosy, but Quincy got all four limbs chopped off by a motorboat propeller on his first mission.
How?
John visited Quincy in hospital to mock his misfortune. John then took the name John Bushmaster and headed off to Europe.
Just gonna mock my brother.
You got the arms and legs. Call me John Bushmaster.
Anyway, I'm going to Europe.
Goodbye. What the fuck? Hey, okay, how so do you lose all four limbs in one propeller?
Okay, so you're swimming. Your arm gets caught. You're like, ah, shit.
You're trying to get it out with your other arm.
Leg gets caught. So you lose. You put your leg in there to grab that. Ah, shit.
Oh, no.
And by then you're like, well, I'm in for a penny.
I'm in for a penny. I'm just going to grind my limbs into them. I can't fathom it.
Was it deliberate?
Once I lose one leg in a boat propeller, I'm going to get away from the boat propeller.
I tried to find...
Like, I can imagine... Getting both of your legs or both your arms kind of makes sense if you're the, you know, outstretched kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I mean, I guess if you... Yeah, you started with your leg and then...
You start with both legs.
And then you reach in to get it.
Oh, yeah.
But how is it getting the whole leg? Wouldn't it just be your foot?
Well, I'm assuming they just got, like, a little bit of the leg. And then Roxxon are like, well...
We're going to take the whole thing and make you a snake man.
To fit you into this snake's legs, we need to get rid of most of your other legs.
I'm trying to find if I can find the panel that shows him getting... losing his limbs so that I can at least be like, okay, I think I sort of get what's happened here.
Well, you go down that wormhole.
Yeah, you keep talking.
Snake hole.
Go down the snake hole, yeah.
Okay, so the first thing would be like, okay, we need to just get rid of all of this.
Yeah, like, none of this.
None of this makes sense.
Our movie's not about this. Yeah.
Serpent Society, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of maybe, all right, so Captain America, at this point, Hydra has been... Is it all Hail Hydra yet, or we haven't got a Hail Hydra?
Yeah, because that's Winter Soldier, right?
Yeah, Winter Soldier's where S.H.I.E.L.D. is bad.
So Hydra's been revealed.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So this is post that. So it needs to be like a secret society within Hydra.
Yeah.
Or still doing that sort of more espionage kind of thing, or like looking into kind of maybe some stuff that happened in history using like, you know, that skull and crossbones type thing. Like another kind of secret cabal was controlling history. I guess kind of what they did with Ray Winston. Black Widow.
I reckon you could do a thing where you're like, it's still Hydra, technically, so that you're not putting a hat on a hat. Yeah. It's still Hydra, but these are the, like, say, the eight members of Hydra that are pulling the strings. These are the people. This is the secret society. And maybe they don't even agree with Hydra. Hydra is just a tool to them. You know what I mean?
What? Okay. How about it was like Hydra, and this was like Hydra's answer to the Avengers.
Oh, okay.
And so they kind of like, this is the Serpent Society.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what they did.
Yeah.
Why is it the Serpent Society? Great question.
Because it does feel like you say the Serpent Society, you're thinking Illuminati.
I'm trying to think of, like, okay, how could you maybe historically make this something into like with the MCU? Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Serpent Society, there's at least maybe like, you know, almost like biblical of like, you know, like, oh, we're the devils. Mm. You know, we make a deal with the devil kind of thing.
Could you take some, you know, because this is, hey, it's Civil War times. Mm-hmm. So Marvel doesn't know what the hell's happening with the mutants or whatever. So could you be like, our Serpent Society is going to be our Hellfire Club?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah,
I was,
we're
going
to use effectively the Hellfire Club trappings and all of that.
Yeah, yeah,
we're just calling them the Serpent Society.
Yeah,
and
right.
Could you
and
even
like the history is because it's kind of like, well, we're doing things, you know, shying away from God's light.
Yeah,
we're doing
things
underneath because that's how society really runs. It's like, you know, all through the bullshit that you don't want to hear about, you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
This is how the world runs. We run it.
And you could take some of the stuff that happened in Civil War and kind of slot it in here, like. You could be like, the Serpent, I mean, the Soviets, did they have their own Hydra?
What?
I think they were just...
That was just the Soviets. You couldn't be like, the Serpent Society made, like, you could take all the Bucky clones or whatever.
I was going to say, we don't know, right? Because they had, like, the Red Guardian, yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That was their super soldiers, like, program. And then they had a bunch of other super soldiers that Zemo got them. And then... Yeah, they had Bucky for a bit. So
you could be like,
I don't know if that was, like their own Hydra. Yeah. That was just like...
Just what they would pretty kind of like openly doing. Because you could do a thing where you're like, it was the Soviets' answer to Hydra.
Yeah.
They were also experimenting with whatever, and they're also still around.
Well, I guess that is Ray Winston, right?
Is it?
Because he was the answer
I'll tell you what, Joel Zammit. What I remember about Black Widow... It's not a lot.
That's fair.
Ray Winstone, in my mind, kind of looks like Dr. Eggman from Sonic.
Okay.
Don't know why.
Okay.
Did he have a mustache?
I found it and it's not funny.
Well,
it's because I think they realized that you can't show this in a way that's gonna make sense. So he gets knocked out by a boat and then wakes up with no arms and legs in hospital.
That's pretty funny.
And then
there's a missing scene there that I can't imagine.
And then this
I'm assuming it's his brother feeding his arms and legs into the boat.
And this is after his brothers come to visit him to make fun of him.
Do we know what the brother says to make fun of him?
Brother says,
like, "I bought you these sweet sneakers,
cufflinks,
and a wristwatch."
Oh, that's right.
That's right. You fucked up.
You fell out of a boat wrong. Anyway, I'm Bushmaster now. See you in Europe.
Almost exactly that conversation happened. And he mocks him by saying, "I understand if you don't write."
He got him. Tell you what, fuck. Sick burn.
He says, "Nothing till I woke up in hospital and I had an itch on my forehead that I couldn't scratch, because my arms were gone." And then he's like, talks about how his legs are itchy, but then he realizes he's got no legs.
Yeah.
Then his brother comes in to say, "You won't be seeing much of me anymore, Quince. Argosy's sending me to Europe to run some of his trade. Cool, huh? Another thing, I'm not John MacGyver anymore."
And one more thing.
"Another thing, I'm not John MacGyver anymore. I'm calling myself John Bushmaster. One of my lady friends thought of it. A new name for my new life. You remember that here?" "Well, you take care now, Quince. I'll understand if you don't write."
Comics ruled.
What a derail.
Also, I know that it seems like I've just derailed the episode by going on this, but this isn't, even though Bushmaster is an Iron Fist villain, this all happens in a Captain America annual.
Which means that
theoretically they could. Like, all of like this bullshit is Captain America. All the comics mostly deal with, it's all stupid.
But yeah, so like they, Serpent Society are in this in a second story as well.
For a while, I was like, they used to do like two stories back like, in the Captain America comics. There was like the main one, but then they would be like, oh, and this is going to be like a little bit about like the Serpent Society. I think it was like, the one that can throw diamonds.
Diamondback.
Diamondback, and I want to say D-Man.
Yeah, D-Man. I saw D-Man.
Yeah, D-Man's part.
I don't know who D-Man is.
He's the man.
Isn't D-Man the one that looks like Daredevil? Wolverine.
Yeah. JD, you were right both times. See, because I believe he goes and gets a costume made, and he's the lower half is Daredevil, the original Daredevil. But the top half, he's face covering a Wolverine.
Yeah, sick.
You know what I hate about the Serpent Society? Just doing a bit of looking down. One of the original members' name was Eel. That's not a fucking snake.
What is an eel but a water snake? Come on now.
Even though the characters they portray are not actually based on a snake, they're based on a fish that resembles a snake. They were still allowed into the Serpent Society.
Nice.
That's kind of them, I guess.
So they just made a club, which was if you have a snake based name,
it doesn't even have to be that snake based.
You have a snake based / snake kind of based name.
If you're one of them long tube animals, baby, welcome aboard.
Actually, I did find out. So the comics address this the old Bushmaster situation in a way that we've also done for our audience. So John, just before, like in the panel before, is like, "Anyway, man, you won't be seeing much of me around." He's like, "Propellers chewed you up and spat you out, Quince. No one can figure out how you managed to stick all four of your limbs into it."
Even the comic writers.
And then it's just like, "Really, man, one would have been plenty. You're lucky to be alive." And then he immediately transitions into, "Anyway, you won't be seeing much of me anymore, Quince."
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm John Bushmaster now.
Off to Europe. I'm Europeans, John Bushmaster.
So a couple of other side characters that are often included within the Serpent Society. Modam, i.e. Modok's wife. She's occasionally around.
Is she also a big fan?
Yeah!
All right.
Here's a confusing thing about Modam. Her name is Mariah Travoya Pym. Is she related to Hank? I don't need to know. Captain America also has had a romantic entanglement with Diamondback.
So this is what I was like. So you take some of the little tiny bits.
Yeah.
Yes, JD?
Exactly what we said Quince would do happened. He agreed to the surgery and then woke up and had a tail and not legs and was like, why have you done this?
And then, oh my God.
You give me legs, right? In a way.
In a way, you'll certainly be able to get around.
In the recovery room, I awoke to find that I had hands and arms again. No, they were not as good as the old. They would never enable me to feel things the way I once felt. But still, my elation was short-lived. I then looked at my feet, or where my feet should have been. And then it's him saying, what? Roxxon's idea of an improvement, sir.
Why are you going to give me legs, right? Better than legs.
Way better than legs. Okay. One leg.
Okay. Well, I wonder what they mean by that.
That's strange.
Oh, okay, it's all right. Here's the explanation. The Roxxon people promised me that if I tried out the snake tail for an entire year, they'd replace it with real legs. Why they wanted to research on how a human snake would move, I don't know.
Me neither, dude. 1 year later, they still have yet to give me my legs back.
It's coming.
And true to form, before the year was up, Roxxon's brand corporation laboratory went out of business and I never got my legs.
They went bankrupt. That's good.
Who did they hire? Marvel's dumbest writer to create this character? Do we think this will happen in the movie? During the Thing's bachelor party, Johnny Storm unwittingly hired
movie.
The Serpent Society as strippers. Anaconda Asp, Black Mamba, Black Racer, Fur de Lance, and Princess Python jumped out of the Thing's cake and battled the Thing.
Aw, I'm sad they didn't also start stripping.
Johnny Storm, you idiot! This isn't a stripper, it's the Serpent Society.
I think it'd be two things, Ben.
Oh, that's good stuff. Goodness me.
Bushmaster finds out his brother's dead off screen and decides to take his name, but is reflecting on it, being like, I can't remember if I took his name to honor him or spite him. They should make both of these movies.
A thing can be two things.
It's incredible.
Wow. So, okay. As much as we all love Bushmaster and most of the Serpent
Society.
We
love the Serpent Society.
I just think for the MCU, they would have just been like, right, what we're going to do here is all this in the bin. We're going to include Diamondback.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be like a honeypot love interest of Steve Rogers. That's the one thing we're maybe including.
Yeah.
They would, I think it would either have to be, we got rid of all of Hydra, right?
Winter Soldier?
No. The end of Hydra got taken out in Age of Ultron. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. So they do. It's that scene at the start.
Age of Ultron would have, you know, the exciting stuff. You're like, oh, yeah, like how Hydra's changed everything. Yeah. Oh, that's dealt with
off
screen.
It's fine.
It's a scary robot, though.
Bushmaster becomes a villain because he hates living outside the world because he's got a snake tail and he's a freak, where at least in jail, he's with other freaks. So he gets let out and immediately he's like, no, if you let me out there, I'm going to commit crime, so I have to come back in.
Come on, put me in the cage. Come on,
and
I'm a
then
snake.
That's the end of that story. So we never know what
happened. Do you think Bushmaster's pissed off when he hangs out with fucking Viper or whatever, who can teleport? He's like, you're not even snake themed. I am a snake.
I have snake legs.
We're all equally snakes.
You got eel.
No. Eel's an eel. I don't want any trouble, guys. I'm just happy to be here.
This person here, like, they don't even snake. They just control a snake.
Well, but to be fair, that's better than eel.
Guys, I'm right here.
I don't want to cause any troubles. If you want me to leave, no, eel, it's fine.
Eel, you're welcome.
Eel, we don't have a problem with you. It's clearly that he has a problem with,
I'm the only one who looks anything like a snake.
He's the problem.
Bushmaster, you need a timeout. This is the movie I want. The Serpent Society devolving into chaos.
Well, okay. So if you want to look at where the MCU was when this movie would have come out. So Age of Ultron's happened. Mm-hmm. They've defeated Ultron. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That means Vision's a thing. Mm-hmm. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are in the Avengers. Mm-hmm. The Avengers at this point...
We're not Quicksilver.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Quicksilver's in heaven.
Oh, hell.
Oh, you don't go anywhere when you die, actually.
He's just there and
he's gone.
He's gone.
He's rotting in the earth.
But quick.
He rots quicker.
He's full of machine gun bullets.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All the worms that feed on him. Oh, quickest worms there are.
That would be fucked up to learn because you'd be like, I could have eaten him for powers.
Right?
Would you eat a guy for powers?
What are the powers?
Go quick.
Maybe.
I guess it depends on how much of the guy you had to
eat. I mean, a worm's only having a little bit. Yeah, I'd eat a teaspoon of guy to go quick.
Oh, yeah.
We'd all eat a teaspoon of guy.
I'd eat a finger, even, really.
A whole finger?
Maybe a hand. I'd eat a hand. That's my maximum.
Raw or cooking it?
I would like the option to cook it, but I would eat it raw if I had to.
Eating a hand raw.
To go quick.
Bones and all.
I can make up for it. I'd do some super heroics so everyone forgave me.
That'd be your secret shame.
Your origin
story. How did you
get
powers? A meteor? Which one? A couple of nights ago.
The skies gave everyone powers.
Is that when you were visiting Quicksilver at the cemetery? It was.
Yes.
Saw it from the cemetery. Mm. Rest in peace. We should let him rest. Yeah. We gotta.
Yeah. I am.
I would. I'm definitely not going back. Yeah. Anyway, off to do more super heroics. I think he ate Quicksilver.
Me too.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to publish a story on that right now, I think.
You know how he was always saying he was going to eat Quicksilver? I think he did it. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
That was a man who ate a man and then regretted it.
Anyway. Yes, so.
So, yeah, the Avengers have, like, disbanded-ish.
Mm. They're just like no longer a... It's not like there was a conflict. They're just not a unit anymore.
Well, yeah, no, at the end of Age of Ultron, that's where the... it's like the new Avengers assemble.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it's...
So I guess actually, theoretically...
Captain America, War Machine... Black Scarlet Witch. In hospital.
Yeah, so it's Captain America, Scarlet Witch, Black Widow.
Civil War?
No, is that Civil War? Or yeah, is that...
no, that's Civil War.
Oh, because Vision shoots it. Yeah. It was in my head that it was an Ultron.
So it's Captain America, Black Widow, War Machine,
Scarlet Witch,
Vision,
Hawkeye,
probably.
Yeah.
So maybe Captain America and the Serpent Society is this team.
Yeah, because we never really saw that team do much except to fight the other team.
Yeah, and
even then, everyone changed sides again.
The only time we ever really saw them do anything was when Scarlet Witch blew up that house or whatever.
Yeah. But Iron Man and Hulk are also in that team at that point, so we didn't actually see the team at the end of Ace.
And then Iron Man and Hulk fight. No, that was Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's Age of Ultron.
Yeah. So this movie is the kind of movie that, in the MCU kind of implied that this happened, not with the Serpent Society, but they implied that there was at like some
other
point
adventures happening.
Yeah,
between films.
For these adventures. So I assume that's what this would be. Funny if Captain America's like our first assignment. Snake Man.
So, I think the only way you could really make this a swallowable film would be getting rid of so much of this bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
The secret or the Serpent Society would have had to be a secret society either within Hydra or like an offshoot of Hydra back in the day.
More evil version
that is
of
more
Hydra.
Like, oh, yeah, you know how Red Skull was using Hydra as a means to an end, but we were using like Hydra... No, wait.
Well, what if you did?
Red Skull was using the Nazis as a means to an end.
Well, what if you did a thing where the Serpent Society are all activated by Hydra being destroyed? Like, the Serpent Society were a league of assassins, and it's
You know what? You would take the part of Civil War, like the super soldier part of
exactly.
Civil War,
where you're
and
like,
just make that.
These are, but I think it's good if you're like, these are retired, they're not old men, but these are retired.
Or do like we do with
agents.
Bucky.
Yeah, exactly. Sleeper
these
agents.
These are guys that are on ice, and now that Hydra's been taken down, they've been activated.
They've been activated, and
they're called the Serpent Society.
Yeah, exactly. Because, and you, what you do is you take the best powers of all of the different snake men.
And give it to all of them.
Teleporting, unhingeable jaws, control of a second snake.
Captain America's trying to fight off people who are just unhinging their jaws, trying to eat him.
Whipping him with a snake on the back.
They're teleporting behind him, chewing his ass.
They've got snake legs themselves. Jesus Christ!
What happened? They all look at him in unison. We lost our limbs in a boating accident.
What the fuck is going on? What do we do, Cap? Just go!
Just run!
Run away! We are not equipped!
Remember in that first adventure we had how they almost nuked New York City? I'm going to call up S.H.I.E.L.D. and get that to happen this time. It's the only way.
See you all around! Send me your vision. Maybe you can take a nuke. I don't know.
Anyway, bye! Would there be a reason, like, would you have a reasoning why they're called the Serpent Society, or is that just what they're going to be called and we're not going to address it?
No, I think you could genuinely take some snake theming, again, not all of it. You could give them maybe fangs.
Well, I think,
like, why were you calling it the Serpent Society? Why are Hydra calling this group the Serpent Society?
Maybe something to do with, like, I mean, you've got the Black Widows.
Yeah. Like, I think all you got to do is, the Nazis did this all the time. You have another group of guys doing a different thing that have, like, a kind of project name or whatever.
Yeah, they really had their finger in a lot of evil pies.
Yeah, yeah. They certainly did.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could, yeah. So it was like, oh, this was the project, like, Serpent or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And this is what came from that. They injected a snake with super soldier
It's
serum.
Really...
They injected a snake with super soldier serum, and then they got that snake to bite cunts.
Or alternatively, it could be like, it's...
And that's how they got that.
Or you can even be like, it's like...
This is the fucking hulked up snake. It's like a giant snake.
A snake is all muscled. That's
but
scary.
Even then, like...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You can even just take it like as in like, oh, there was further experiments trying to recreate the super soldier serum, and the closest they got involved the rare snake venom. But it means that these super soldiers have unhingeable
jaws.
Pick something like as in like
They got got like eyes like look like snakes.
Fucking green eyes or fucking scales or a green tint or fucking
fuckers. Look at
they're poisonous.
Yeah. It is tricky because it feels weird to say, but they are ridiculous. Snake powers are ridiculous in a way that other powers should be. And I guess maybe in another superheroes movie it would be fine, but Captain America doesn't typically go up against ridiculous.
This is why it sounds more Spider-Man villains, but they are all Captain America villains.
Could you do a thing where they've got... No, I was going to be like assassins, and they inject from a syringe, and it's like a snake bite.
Well,
not really.
I think the best thing would be that there was a continuation of the super soldier serum, but they used like a rare snake venom.
Yeah,
right? I think that probably is the best way of why
and
they
didn't
call
even
themselves
have,
the Serpent Society. It's like it's the super soldier serum that was infused with snake venom, so that's why they call the
And to be honest, if you want to give them some kind of venom, doing it with a gadget. Like a wrist something or whatever.
Like if they were
you could
to,
even have them like wear like a face covering, like
that a looks
mask
like a
or snakes. Something. Not even like that, but like similar to like what Bucky's got Winter Soldier, and then like have it come off in a fight and their face is like fucked up and scaly or something.
Yeah, true.
But like in a gross, intentionally like
not
horrible
in like a
way.
Snake way, like as in a it's horrible and the Nazis like, were like like a snake.
Yeah.
Like you could have them powered. If you wanted to, but like stuff where, you know, they like would spew forth like a venom
or
something like that, where they rip off their mask and, blah, 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 and you're like,
fucking Mortal Kombat style.
Yeah.
Like reptile.
Yeah. So you got that. I think anything involving stretchy arms.
No. You don't want that. What? What's the movie, well, though?
So the, yeah, so now it's like, yeah, what just is be Hydra the movie? Again.
Yeah.
So it would, I'm assuming it would center around Diamondback.
Yeah.
If you're going to kind of make this anything, you'd be like Diamondback. You'd have like a flashback thing where maybe Diamondback is actually one of the people that Steve Rogers met while he was doing like a bunch of like the showing
little,
and that kind of stuff.
Where it's like, oh, maybe he had like a little thing with
the one he lost his virginity to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, there was Peggy, but there was also Diamondback, the snake girl.
The snake girl. Love throwing diamonds at people.
Yeah.
But you have her as the, as like sort of like, cold open. It's like, you know, even, yeah, cold open, yeah. World War II. Captain America's about to do, go off and do some whatever things, like one of the missions that we don't really hear or see about.
Yeah,
and,
during his,
but
the
then
montage.
Like this is like a, like, you know, someone that he was sort of saying, someone dating that wasn't quite you. Oh yeah, Peggy's off doing her own stuff, and now this is this.
And maybe you kind of frame Diamondback if she was honeypotting him or whatever.
Yeah,
or no, then that's just Bucky
again. You don't have to be honeypot. You could just simply just be a love interest
Steve
or whatever.
Steve fucked before the war, didn't he? Not like sorry, before he
Skinny
was Captain
Steve.
American. Yeah, Skinny Steve fucked.
Who was fucking that?
No, he lost in like a H. What are they called? HMO shows?
HBO?
HBO? No, when you go around the war.
Yeah, but
what
he's
doing?
HMO, Homoshkoshkosh.
Let's find out, because I thought the implication
that's what,
was
that's what fun. That's what the Hulk said.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he met a lady.
Hmm.
Poor Peggy. Just kidding. They were just friends. You're allowed to sleep with people when you've just got friends. That's my advice to you, listeners. If it's not official, it's fine.
That was dating, I don't know what that was. It was good.
Baseless speculation, boys. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
know. Yes.
I agree.
I am of that camp where I agree.
It's not a controversial opinion.
Communication is key, and be honest.
Yes. This has been the earnest hour.
It's bad getting earnest dating advice from Dusha. It feels very wrong. Anyway, because what you could, reason I would kind of think about making her a honeypot is that if she is just someone Captain America had a relationship with and then he has to fight her in the modern day, that's just Bucky again.
Yeah.
So if she is a honeypot, and I think if you position her as like, Peggy is great, but Peggy has a lot of responsibility and not a lot of time for Captain America. But this Diamondback, she's just some lady who could give Captain America a quiet life or whatever. So you kind of get like a reason for him to be like, well, there's Peggy, who I do love, but complicated. Diamondback, snake lady, not a snake lady at the time. Oh, simple. Yeah.
What? Forget literally everything we've been saying.
Okay.
Done.
In a heartbeat, dude.
So, Captain America, Surfer Society, it's a prequel.
Whoa!
It's all set during the war.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it way more now.
Then we get, this like Diamondback, who is this honeypot that was like, you know.
She's like, hey, I'm just like a German farm girl. Like, let's just it's during a, you know, it's a period of time where for whatever reason, Steve Rogers is separated from his group and he spends like a month in a farmhouse with this lady, but she's secretly a honeypot. Then he uncovers the Serpent Society group of assassins. They've been assassinating important figures. Winston Churchill. He was killed by a snake woman.
I like that we're also inventing the Black Widows.
Yeah. They were a precursor to the Black Widows or Hydra's answer to the Black Widows.
Because you could. Okay. So, I mean.
Although the Black Widows were Soviet.
Would this
but anyway.
Be a good film where you're like, half of it or like a good majority of it is set in like, you know, that era. And then it's like, you know, we flash forward. And then we now in the modern day, and then it's like, well, the Serpent Society are rearing their snake head again. And then Captain has to deal with them with this new Avengers.
Maybe you could frame it like Captain America had to do a terrible thing, and now it's as the snake people resurface, so does a sin from his past.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about the fact that Captain America gets sent back in time to stop JFK's assassination or something by the Serpent Society.
Does
That's
it?
Like a real no.
Oh, in our movie,
because like because you were talking about the assassination of Winston Churchill, which didn't happen, but JFK was killed, but that was the wrong time.
Yeah. Killed by the Serpent Society. The bullet was actually a serpent's tooth.
It was a full-on
snake.
Oh,
he was just bit by a snake.
I didn't think a head did that if it got bit by a snake.
Fuck.
Wow. Also, was looking to find out if Captain America did in fact lose his virginity as Skinny Steve. I found a giant article by Screen Rant saying that it was actually very disrespectful to reveal he's not a virgin. So I will clarify this yet again. If Steve and Peggy did not discuss the boundaries of their relationship, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
And sure, Steve did get caught kissing Private Lorraine by Peggy in Captain America the First Avenger, and she did shoot a gun at him, meaning that clearly she was not
Peggy was not in the best frame of mind. Mm-hmm. Fair enough, there was a war on.
Yeah. I'd be stressed
out. She had other things going on.
Yeah, she was busy.
That's why communication is key, and don't be afraid to share your feelings.
Yeah.
If you'd like it to be intimate and exclusive, you got to let the other person know.
Yeah. It's weird to hear you say these things.
If you want to be a root rat, that's good too.
That's more confident.
Thank you.
I feel my equilibrium
has
been...
Let Captain America fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's still allowed to flirt with Peggy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They never made it. They never even went on a date.
Yeah. It's actually fucked up if he didn't explore other options.
Yeah, I agree.
So either we have like a film where we have that kind of that quiet moments of where Captain America is set during the war, and we kind of getting a backstory to Captain America, and either we have something where it's like, oh, a bit of a controversial thing or a sin kind of stuff, or like a big secret that's happened that only Captain America knows, and if it gets out,
and it could even be as simple as he had a full on relationship with Diamondback, and he feels bad about it in the future because he never disclosed it to Peggy or whatever.
You could really tie it in and be like, if you want to make it like darker, be like, he had a full-on relationship with Diamondback and gave her some of his blood,
which is what leads
to the actual creation of the Serpent Society.
Or. So it's like kind of like starts with relationship. He's like, quiet month or whatever, where he's whatever.
He's lost his squadron and he was in a big explosion and it fucked him up in some way. And when Diamondback was...
And then like that relationship is like there, kind of either through montage or whatever, but then it's like either Steve knows or doesn't. Is it better if Steve notices or if he doesn't notice there when she either like, withdraws.
Take some blood or whatever. Maybe you could do a thing. I don't know if this is too complicated for the MCU, but you do a thing where it's like he always suspected. He's really damaged. She heals him up and he's like, I know I was losing a lot of blood. And it was only later that I discovered or really fully appreciated how valuable my blood is.
Mm.
And I don't know. We ended on weird terms or whatever. Maybe she took some of my blood.
I don't know.
Anything's possible, dude.
Anything is possible, dude. Yeah.
You know, and then maybe back in the past, you have him fighting Serpent Society members, and he's like, these guys punch like I do. Did I fuck
snaky.
Up big time? A couple of snaky guys.
But they punch like me.
Like if a snake, I've met some new combatants on the battlefield. They're like a snake that punches like me. Steve, I think the Super Soldier Serum has made you dumb as fuck.
Yes.
Yes.
Also being,
I agree.
Probably being in World War II has made me dumb too.
Yeah, it's a lot going on if you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, I think, if you have her, would you then, if you are you pushing it, like flashing forward to modern
times? I reckon you could flash forward and you could have a thing where Captain America's goal and the goal of the new Avengers is to find the last bits of Captain America's blood and destroy them or something.
Yeah, and you could also
So he finds out that...
Okay. Yeah, that in fact they did steal his blood and he's like,
Would you have Diamondback come back?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you could age her...
Slightly.
But yeah, like put her in like her early 40s or something.
Yeah. And if you wanted to do a redemption thing, she could be like... The Nazis gave me no choice, basically.
Yeah.
I kept your blood in case you needed a transfusion. Maybe she was a medic or like a field nurse.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I kept your blood in case you needed a transfusion. The Nazis found out I had your blood.
I gave
it to them. Sorry, the Terminator Snake Woman. Let's fight.
It would be another member of... So Serpent Society, like we were originally saying, similar to what happens in Civil War, how there's just a whole bunch of them on ice.
Yeah.
There'd be a big fight at the end where she would turn on them to help Steve and should be killed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, she ain't surviving. Well, she wasn't in whatever the next movie was.
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
She wasn't in Ragnarok, so no one mentioned it. So
Doctor Strange, maybe?
She must have died in Serpent Society.
Yeah, sad.
Captain America never brings up the Serpent Society.
Yeah, it's sad. A lot happened to him, and yet he never mentions it.
He never mentions it in the subsequent movies.
Never mentions that Quince lost all four limbs in one propeller somehow.
Yeah.
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real-life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
Ooh. I don't know, this is dumb or too soap opera. I
better not be dumb in this episode. This is a clever episode.
Then, like, where Flash is forward and it is like, maybe it's revealed.
Yeah.
That Captain America might have had a child.
Baby America.
With Diamondback.
Okay, so when you said Flash
and it's America Chavez.
Yes!
Now we're talking stupid.
Now we're dumb.
It turns out that Peggy was Razorback or whatever.
Razorback.
Not Razorback.
Peggy was Razorback, the big hog from the Australian horror movie Razorback.
She joined a new team, the Hog Society. We got, like, if you're a hog-themed villain, you basically got entry.
Diamondback is what I meant.
The Nazis
we got pig, we got piggy, we got boar, we got cow. Now, I know you're thinking
but
that's
it's
not
like a pig.
But it's kind of like a pig.
It's as much of a pig as eel is a snake, okay?
Yeah. Have Diamondback be an alternate universe Peggy anyway, and then like Peggy but blonde or something.
Yeah, like that could be maybe his little
his little secret that he had
a kid.
More than just a fling. It was like
then his kid's older than him now, which is fucking
crazy.
That's
weird.
He's got that super soldier serum flowing through his blood. So maybe he's not as aged as
and he calls him Bucky. Because, in the comics, sometimes Captain America's sidekick Bucky was a teenager. So I'm imagining.
That's not at all where I was going, but all right.
He names his son Bucky.
What would
you
name? Secret. Child. What do you reckon that would be named?
Well, I guess. What's Bucky's actual name?
I almost said Sebastian.
I said John Buckingham.
Bucky? Isn't it Bucky Barnes?
That's his nickname.
James Buchanan.
Buchanan. James. Yeah. James Rogers. Well, I just thought myself saying America.
James America.
Oh, it'd be whatever Diamondback's
name. Oh, yes,
name
of course.
Do you want to find out what Diamondback's real name is?
That's if he has a son.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Daughter, what's the female version of James?
James?
Jemima?
It would be Jane, right?
Like Jame.
Okay, yeah, sorry. It's Jame.
This is my son, Jame America.
Bro, Steve, I've got a surprise. This is your boy, Jame. Jame America. Excuse me?
Did you fuck up?
Did you mean to call him Jame? No. He's Jame. Is that a name I don't... What? Jame America. You know my last name is Rogers. What?
But you're Captain
America. You think my first name was Captain?
No, that's your rank. Your last name is
Right? Like Captain
America.
Yeah, James.
You know
Captain,
you have
Smith.
Captain Smith. Captain
no,
Rogers.
That's insane. I guess.
We know you say it out loud. Yeah, but...
I gotta talk to our boy Jame.
I gotta go and take Jame off.
Jame, your name's actually Jame Roger.
Well, that's not the problem.
Jame Roger.
I wish my name was finished.
Diamondback's name is Rachel Layton.
Oh, James Layton. James Layton.
James Layton.
No.
So yeah, that's how the movie ends, and James Layton will return.
Yeah, I think it could be like either these little his secret shame is that maybe yeah, or maybe secret shame, but it's like a little bit of like, oh shit, I really just didn't do that.
Or
maybe
he didn't know.
He didn't know, or he had to leave, and you know maybe his squad found him out or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he would have. Well, he again, literally would not have had enough.
Yeah.
It's 1943.
Yeah.
We know that's when he has sex.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So
oh,
if you're if you're assuming that that situation was with Diamondback,
yeah,
then he wouldn't know because he then goes to war and gets froze.
I was imagining like it's during like any time where he was AWOL, but like how many months is he gone away for?
I'll find out the timeline exactly for you.
It, yeah, it's you could slot it in.
Yeah, easily. And you could put it in anywhere,
that,
really.
You know, he just knew that she was pregnant, or that like he didn't know at all, and then That's the kind of reveal later on, and maybe that's why, like, you have to do what they want you to do because they have your son, James.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. They've got James. They got little James.
Vinny D.
Yeah, that's true. Furious.
You're like, well, you gotta help out because we got your kid.
They've got your kid, James. Is this all a flashback, or is there still some in the?
Oh, this is like I would say, like the flashback is that like you know you could almost do this. Like a 10-minute thing on the flashback where you're setting up this relationship with that. And it flash forwards like to modern day and it's just like Steve Rogers kind of like maybe using like Facebook trying to search this person's like up as well because it's like, you know, he's like, you know, missing out on like all that history and that kind of stuff. And I know I've never really like everyone knows about me and Peggy and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
but I lived a whole life.
Live the life and like, you know, I wonder what ever happened to that person. I hope they made it out okay. Or even like going through like records. If it was like, you know, in like say France or Germany, depending where it was, like I'll maybe trying to like, you know, maybe go to Nick Fury or something like that.
You could even have him like, I don't know, maybe this is a bit like he's on Facebook or when he's just searching a name on like maybe a S.H.I.E.L.D. database or something.
A Google, but not like MCU Google. So
or like maybe something more official than Facebook or whatever. Yeah. And then he sees photos of her today, but she's like young and he's like, she should be like 80. Yeah.
Or it's like he's like looking for them in the S.H.I.E.L.D. databases or like he tries to do whatever, ends up going to like a S.H.I.E.L.D. database and it's like classified.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like,
what the fuck?
That's weird.
And then it says, did you mean James America?
Did you mean James America?
I absolutely did not.
Known relatives, one shot.
James America. Captain America, what's happening? Nothing, I think. What are you looking at?
Nothing, I think.
Nothing.
What are you looking at? Nothing, I think, is a pretty funny
just
response.
Just exiting out of it. Were you looking up an old friend?
No. Nah. No. And then, like, maybe it's in, like, again, you have them searching for Diamondback.
Yeah.
Uncovering like the Serpent Society or like a few of them that kind of broke out or like part of like, oh yeah, we are still Hydra, but we're like the hidden Hydra.
Mm.
And it could even go back to like maybe the US Army or the military, they knew about.
Yeah, do like an Operation Paperclip thing maybe where it's like when the war ended, America was like, we'll take your Nazi scientists and your snake man.
They're all working for NASA.
Yeah.
Captain America turns around from the computer, snake man got us to the moon. Oh no, that's why the serum made him dumb.
Damn it,
snake man got us to the moon, it doesn't count anymore.
Pushing like computers off tables.
We gotta do it again. Sorry, Captain America. Steve, we gotta do it with no help from Snake
Steve,
Man.
What do you mean? Give me a suit.
Did the super soldier serum fuck his brain up?
Oh,
but now
delayed reaction.
Yeah.
I think you could have that. And
you
like,
can even do
like
a thing
uncovering
where,
like because it's more that espionage stuff, and so you don't necessarily need all the other Avengers for this, but like you can grab a couple of the cameos, that kind of
bring them into the final fight.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
And so you have them with
call
cameos.
Them up. What are they doing?
The final fight is very funny in this movie where Vision, a fucking Uber Mensch robot, just has to fight a guy with snake powers.
You'd probably leave a couple of the Avengers at home for this, I reckon.
Yeah. You don't need to call Vision for this one.
You can, you bring in
or Wanda, really.
Yeah, you'd probably bring in Hawkeye, Black Widow.
Yeah. War Machine.
Yeah, like spy shit. Shit.
And you know what? Tony can come too if he wants.
Yeah, whatever.
But his suits are broken, so he just has a handgun.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Okay. He could have a thing as well where, like, he goes around to investigate the current Serpent Society members, but they're all people who are like, I'm retired, I'm out of that.
Or,
that was like,
or it's a thing of like, but like, we, you know, I infiltrated it, and or like, yeah, they were this, but we've used this for good.
We're,
you know, like, yes, we're the Hydra's like inner circle, but we were playing them as much as they were playing you.
So
like, so Steve, we're the good guys.
And Steve's like, oh my god, I'm conflicted.
I don't know if you are.
Diamondback's like, oh, I'm conflicted too because I sold your blood to the Nazis.
James conflicted.
James because his name sucks. Not even the right surname. He's got the bad hair.
James looks like teenage Groot and Scar.
But just a guy. Just a bulky, weird boy with a weird haircut.
Looking kind of like Buzz from the first Home Alone.
Who's the villain of this then?
It would just be the reactivated Serpent Society. Hydra, I guess.
Do you have someone like the Ray Winston character, like, who is kind of pulling the strings, or is it just like people who are now like they're running around because Hydra has its head cut off, sort of thing?
You could do a thing where you're like the villain. What about this? So the Serpent Society were a group of basically enhanced soldiers and assassins during World War II who got made that way by Steve's blood.
Yeah.
But then the war ended and they were kind of just dumped out. Some were sent to America, some were killed, whatever. And so they're just kind of like these almost veterans who just have kind of like nothing to do with their superpowers anymore. And one of them, whatever his name was, Black Mamba, the main one, he's disaffected and he's like, I got to get the Serpent Society back together again, and we've got to start trying to redo what Hydra was trying to do. So they're kind of like, it's almost what happens in the comics where one member of the Serpent Society gets it all together and is like, we got to look after each other.
Oh, yeah.
Our government didn't look after us. The American government didn't look after us.
Because it could be a scathing commentary on how...
America doesn't treat its veterans very well.
So it could just be like, you know, we did this, like... Oh. I lost my leg in the war and they gave me a fucking snake tail.
They gave me a snake tail.
1 year later, they give me legs.
This is not a... And so then they're like... And, you know, maybe getting the Captain America blood mixed with snake venom super soldier serum fucked them up a bit.
Yeah.
And they're like, Captain America... It's kind of like the Isaiah Bradley thing, I guess, in a way, where they're like, look how good you got it. But except with Nazis instead of,
get the same speech, but then just like, you're a Nazi. You're human waste.
Well, they don't, again, you could just make them like American.
Yeah, or just like, I mean, like they could be just people who were captured by the Nazis, but not Nazis themselves, you know what I mean? Just people experimented on.
You don't want to make them...
You don't want to accidentally sympathize a Nazi.
So they could just make them like... who did this recently? Like, this storyline. Is it...
Which story?
Barry Windsor Smith. Is that his name?
I don't know.
That could be.
I've never read a comic in my life.
That actually could be him, though, actually, now they think about it. Barry Winslow Smith.
Oh, that, he said it? Barry Winslow Smith sounds right to me.
Windstalk. Yeah,
that's monsters. What I said.
Monsters. Yeah. Oh, Monsters by Barry Winslow Smith.
Barry Winslow Smith, he made Monsters. He wrote everything. And I think it's like a super soldier serum, but it fucks up the boy.
Oh, actually, yeah, I think I have heard of that.
Why? I think I heard of that, too. Barry Winslow Smith, yeah. It's like a super soldier serum, but it fucks up the boys.
Yeah.
It makes them real sick and yuck.
Yeah.
But what? Big.
But big. They get big. Captain America. Makes them strong when they get big.
Captain America just gets big.
Here's the front cover. You tell me. He's been fucked up.
It looks like a gorilla whose teeth have fallen out crying.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That would be the saddest thing to see.
But it looks like he's got dinge.
He still can't, actually.
He can suck off a banana.
And that's the only thing he can eat.
Because I'm trying to...
Gorilla's fine. Don't even notice.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, like, because you could just make this almost like the, you know, the Isaiah Bradley story, where it is this, like, oh, yeah, the... America experimented on not just Houston. You think you were the first one, Steve? You were not. they experiment other people, and boy, they fuck people up.
You can even do a thing where Captain America thinks that the Serpent Society was a German or a Nazi experiment or whatever, and then discovers in this movie
it's American.
It was America that were doing it.
Well, that works because then that can tie into the Nomad thing, which sort of happens in Civil War. Anyway.
Yeah, but
it can't just be like, you know, it's like this, and then, you know, it's, I don't know if it takes away from Isaiah Bradley, but like you could always have like them and Isaiah Bradley at the same time.
Oh, or yeah.
Like it was these guys.
Put Isaiah Bradley in this movie. This. Why not?
Maybe, yeah.
Have Isaiah Bradley be like, you're changing the way he's characterized because he's not, you probably wouldn't have the.
Yeah.
But you have him be like, Steve's investigating this or whatever, and Isaiah Bradley, just like a kind of old guy on the street, comes up to him, and Captain America maybe is like, oh, you want an autograph? And he's like, not from you, cunt.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that'd
first
be huge.
Cunt. First cunt in the MCU. Yeah. But then he's like, hey, you know, I got to talk to you because I've been keeping track of it at the fucking local library or whatever. And you know, the Serpent Society is happening again. There's so much about the Super Soldier program you don't know.
You have no fucking clue.
And I know it's not your responsibility, Steve, but you got to clean up the mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Steve's like, fuck, I gotta do the right thing, even though the American government didn't do the right thing. This is a fucked up thing the American government did. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a whip. I'm throwing away my shield. I'm Nomad, baby.
I hate America.
Yeah, I got my whip and my net, and here I am.
Yeah.
Serpent Society was an inside job.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, you could have that, and then, the villain really being the U.S.
government. You do what Marvel is always too scared to do.
We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. With our Serpent Society movie.
Hey, Captain America, you're the captain of the place that sucks.
Yeah. And maybe is this we borrow from the comics and we get Captain America to kill the president?
Oh my god.
What if Captain America goes back in time and kills
Nixon?
JFK?
Reagan? And then takes his role because the ape sad is now all those apes.
He doesn't kill Reagan when he was president. He kills Reagan when he was making like bedtime for Bobo or whatever.
Yeah.
He just didn't quite get the time travel quite right. Like, well, I knew he was a bad president, but I didn't know he was cavorting with apes. And then he kills Reagan. Imagine that. Captain America's like, I have something to do. Teleport, disappears from the modern day, returns with a gorilla on his, like a chimpanzee. What did you do?
I took a friend, so I had to, I promise. Yeah,
I made a promise to a friend.
To go back in time
what
and steal a chip?
Was the promise? Is the friend...
Look at your copy
Reagan?
Of Bedtime for Bobo. And it's just Reagan, but with no chin.
Is your friend the monkey or is the friend Reagan?
History's been irrevocably changed. Captain America stole Bobo from Bedtime for Bobo. This has been a very silly episode.
I think it's been a normal one.
Yeah.
I reckon there was definitely, if they really got rid of a lot of the, what is, in essence, the power sets of a lot of the Serpent Society, as well as getting rid of a lot of their origins.
You kind of
made it, linking it more to the super soldier serum, and if you linked it that to it, like, oh yeah, we've tried many things, and then it's like, you know, almost like a hint to like the Weapons Plus program.
We've tried
many things, and this is the one that, you know, worked kind of thing, and that's why we got like snake venom mixed with the super soldier serum, and we did it to these bugger lugs. You have that sort of relationship there with Diamondback, and like in the start where we sort of set that up, and then it's sort of like he's uncovering all that in sort of the modern time, and then and through that uncovers, I guess, a lot of what happened in the war with the Super Soldier Serum. And you could incorporate, all of the Isaiah Bradley stuff.
I think it's the perfect
place
for
it. And I think it would be, you know, it's like, okay, this is really interesting now. So it's like, okay, so America fucked up a lot.
You can even have, like, maybe Isaiah Bradley's like, let me show you something. And he's got, like, an old, you know, like an army chest or whatever. Opens it up. Inside, he's got a bunch of documents that he recovered while he was escaping or working there. And Steve's like, I've looked through, like, the documents about, like, the super soldier. Like, I know what happened. Oh, and Isaiah Bradley's like, you've seen what they want you to see.
Yeah.
Let me show you everything. And then he pulls out and it's like, Snake Man Society or whatever.
Yeah.
We've changed the name.
Yeah.
And he looks at that and he's like, fuck, what else is, like, heaps of documents in there. And Isaiah Bradley's like, there's no time. Blah, 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 blah. And then so you uncover it over the course of it. And then Diamondback comes there. Captain America's got complicated feelings there. The rest of the Avengers are like, She's a snake woman.
She's a snake lady.
Get out of there, dude.
And then, yeah. And then we maybe include Jame. We maybe don't include
Jame.
Yeah,
include, I don't know. You're going to include Jame.
Got to include Jame. You have
that's the linchpin of this whole movie. the reveal of Jame America.
It's the Black Panther Wakanda Forever ending.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a surprise for you. What is it?
Your boy.
Jame. I don't think I quite
heard did you. Did
you say James?
James, that's my good friend James.
James?
No.
J-A-M. Yeah.
E-S. Yeah. No, E.
Just E.
No,
we're just ending
on,
it there.
Hang on. J-A-M-E-S.
No, full stop.
Full stop.
It sounds like you haven't quite finished saying James.
So J-A-M.
No.
Just what Jane?
Jame?
Jane? Jane? Mm-hmm. Is there an N?
No, there isn't.
No, M. M for monkey. And like Bobo.
Like Bobo.
Oh, I stole that from Megan.
Oh, my friend? I stole it from 1984 or whatever. Also, his last name's America. Like yours.
Sorry, do you think my name last name's America?
I don't know if I want this kid, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a pretty good Serpent Society movie.
Yeah. Well, I guess we've presented either a very dark entry in the MCU or the dumbest movie that anyone's ever seen.
What? How does the other one go?
Which one? The dumb one or the dark one?
I know the dark one. Is the dumb one where he goes back in time?
Yeah.
I thought that was the dark one. No, he steals Rankin's monkey. That's what I say.
Oh my God, that man stole my monkey.
It's an
ape Rankin. Like I care.
I just want it back.
I just want my monkey back. Reagan, that's how it ends. That's the teaser, the post-credit sting.
It's a CGI de-age Reagan.
Steve Rogers.
Ronald Reagan Wilfred.
Give me back my damn monkey. Captain America looks over his shoulder and then the Avengers theme. I think this is a great movie.
Yeah, and then you can have Avengers facing up against dead presidents that no one likes.
Yeah, Avengers, dead presidents.
Yeah, that's good.
The Dead President Society.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. The MCU would have gone in a different direction, and one that I think is equally as exciting as the one they
jumped into. I agree.
Like, Infinity War was exciting, but watching Ronald Reagan and
travel through time to get his monkey back.
Like, that's pretty good.
You could have, with the Serpent Society, you could just have Baron Zemo as the main villain again
that's
as well.
True.
And, like, you know, Baron Zemo doing what Baron Zemo loves to do, kill people with a super soldier.
Yeah.
You could just have,
do Civil War without the Civil War and exchanging the other Buckies for snake people.
Yeah.
And
it pretty much works.
That's pretty much the movie,
and you could just have that as, like, you could include this little love interest at the start and make it more personal for old mate Steve.
Which makes me wonder if there was, I know that people say there was never going to be a Serpent Society, but maybe very, very early on, and they were like, what if we made them other Bucky Barnes instead of snake people, you know?
Like a Jame Society, if you will. Yeah. Sorry, did you say Jame?
I really need you to clarify something for me. And, like, honestly, the next words out of your mouth have never been more important. Did you say James? Like the name?
Like the,
or
like the Jame Society?
Like the not name? I got bad news for you, pal.
Jame will return. Well, there we go. There's two movies. Hope everyone's having great holidays. Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been another outstanding episode of Base of Speculation. And we've been the BS boys.
So we're not the Jame boys.
Oh, we can be the JS.
Oh, we're the Jame boys.
The JS boys.
Ooh.
The Jame Speculation.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.